Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 through 10. The Lord God has given me the tongue of disciples, that I may know how to sustain the weary one with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not disobedient, nor did I turn back. I gave my back to those who strike me, and my cheeks to those who pluck out the beard. I did not cover my face from humiliation and spitting. For the Lord God helps me. Therefore, I am not disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up to each other. Who has a case against me? Let him draw near to me. Behold, the Lord God helps me. Who is he who condemns me? Behold, they will all wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them. Who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeys the voice of his servant, that walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God.
Christians sometimes approach obedience as a way to avoid the negative consequences of disobedience. When this happens, obeying becomes a heavy burden. But God intended the walk of faith to be a thrilling adventure, motivated by love for Jesus and the desire to please Him. For those of us who are believers, obedience is about discovering more and more of God, not simply avoiding unpleasant outcomes. Some may equate doing God's will with the word burden because weighty decisions may be involved. Yet the Lord doesn't give us anything we can't handle with His help. Our obedience in the smaller matters of life prepares us for bigger issues. When we place trust in the Lord, believing He's omnipotent, and act on His prompting, life becomes exciting. And we need not be fearful for two reasons. First, God, who lives within us, has promised to walk through our challenges with us. And second, He already knows the good that will result when we do what He asks. In fact, after taking one step in obedience, we'll have opportunities to do so again and to experience more of His goodness. As you walk into this new year, ask the Lord, "What is my next step of obedience?"